I would like to welcome everyone to our second destination webinar here at Gulf Asian. Last week we covered Hua Hin, which is about 3 hours south of Bangkok, and today we will cover Pattaya, which is about 2 hours east of Bangkok. So yeah. I will hand it over to Richard, our Pattaya destination expert, and he will explain you all about the destination, and then when he's finished, he has some questions, and we will also have an open Q&A session where you can ask any questions from your side that you have about Pattaya or about Central Thailand. So over to you, Richard.
South Pattaya, we use hotels like the Intercontinental. They are a little bit out of the way, a little bit more secluded. The price point's a little bit higher, as you can appreciate, but we use those quite a lot. That's the picture on the screen there. Not a beach per se, but you can certainly sit there and relax, and it's a beautiful resort.
What hotel is that? The Intercontinental?
That's the Intercontinental, yeah. It's a beautiful spot. If you want to get away from the hustle and bustle, it's a perfect place. If we go to more central Pattaya, which is the Abani Hotel, which is the most popular 5-star that we use. I think that's the Pullman. That's the Abani. So it's a beautiful spot right in the middle of town. A little oasis in the middle of real hustle and bustle. So you have the beach road.
How do you spell that, Rich?
Say Abani,
A-V-A-N-I.
So I'm just going through the 5-star hotels that we use, but there are some fabulous 4-star hotels around this area, and 3-stars also.
Yeah.
There's the Intimate Hotel across the road from the Abani, and there's a great selection to choose from. If you go back to that picture of the Pullman, which is in North Pattaya, a little bit away from the action, but a nice beach. They have a beach club there, which after golf is about, 1,300 happy hours you can take advantage of. It's a great spot. It's clean to swim, and it's quite easy to get out and avoid the traffic in Pattaya. One thing I will say about Central Pattaya and the beaches is over the last couple of years, they've done a fantastic renovation project. And it has really tidied the place up. I think that's the Hilton. I don't think I have a picture of the...
Yeah, that's Hilton.
Yeah, Central Pattaya Beach. But they've worked really hard on trying to build the image up of what it has been over, the last sort of 20, 30 years, I guess. The place is becoming a nice place to go with family and friends. And golf is awesome there. So... In Pattaya alone, there's 80,000 room nights available each night. 80,000. And again, during the high season, they're 90% full, 80, 90% full in capacity. The amount of people that go through the city is unreal. And booking in advance on that point is a good option. You have the beach road, where the Abani is and where a lot of the bars are. You have the second road and the third road. And as you can appreciate, the further you get back, the lower the hotel prices. All right, golf. If you've not been to Pattaya before, I appreciate a lot of you know golf courses in Pattaya, but you have 6 outstanding golf courses, which I would consider to be A class. And that's how I talk to the customers in these phrases, is A, B, and C class, depending on budget. So you have 4 golf courses at Siam Country Club, which is the most famous in Pattaya, if not the most famous group of courses in Thailand. You have Waterside Course, which is there. Plantation, which is actually my personal favorite. Where are we going next? I'm not sure. Rolling Hills, which is the newest addition to the group of courses. to be honest, I'm not sure on the name. Rolling Hills doesn't really, it's about the flattest course that you can play, I think. But maybe that refers to the greens. The greens are like that. But then you have the famous course, which is the old course, which for the last, well, I've been the last 4 years, maybe 5 or 6 years, it's the host to the Honda LPGA tournament. It's an absolutely outstanding golf course. One of the best in Thailand, personally, I think. An awesome course. One thing I will say quickly on a lot of these A-level golf courses is that, unlike Hua Hin, where Ian said last week, you have to have a golf cart. They are compulsory. Doesn't mean you have to ride in it, but the caddy has to take a golf cart with her.
Sorry, are you talking about all the courses or this 72 holer?
So these ones that I'm talking about and the next couple, they are golf cart compulsory. So generally when we sell our packages, we offer the option of golf cart or no golf cart. These ones are compulsory golf cart.
I think it's an important point that, Richard, because there's nothing worse than sending customers over and they find out that the golf carts are not included.
Yes.
So anything that Golf Agent sells where the golf cart is compulsory, that is included in the price.
Yeah.
So there's no nasty surprises. But there are a number of very good golf courses where people can walk.
And yeah, that's true.
I find the Scandinavian clients, they do like to walk, and we can select courses where golf carts are not compulsory.
Yeah, that's true. So that's some of the beautiful caddies that I think that is Plantation.
Yep.
If you've not played golf in Thailand before and didn't join the call last week, a caddy is compulsory, I would say, 99.5% of golf courses. A point that I'm not sure if we went over last week, but it's quite an important one to reiterate if we didn't, was how the fees are broken up when you are paying for a golf course. So if you buy a game of golf, it will include the green fee and the caddy fee and or a golf cart. And they will be spelled out to everybody before they come. What is not included is the caddy tip, which is payable at the end of the game. So you have a caddy following you around, driving the golf cart, pulling your golf trolley, giving you advice, giving you a cold towel, getting you some drinks. They spend the best part of 5 hours with you on the golf course. And they're such a great selling point for Thailand golf and also other regions that we sell. But Thailand, for me, it's excellent. So we generally recommend to give them a tip of, and there's three examples. So a tip of 400 baht is what we recommend. Again, roughly £10, $12 for 5 hours with you. I think that is an absolute bargain, and they really do make a difference to your game. Some people don't like caddies. Some people love caddies. What I'd say to everybody is that make it clear on the first couple of holes, if you don't want the caddy to help you, if you don't want them to pick your golf club, just let them know. And then it's your own decision. I'm from Stoke-on-Trent in England. I've never had a caddy in my life before I came to Thailand. I absolutely love it. An important note is that you can pre-book caddies. I think Ian talked about this last week. So we have a group of caddies that we know at golf courses speak great English. They can be great value, great entertainment, and bring a different level to your golf experience in Thailand. And where we can, we will book caddies for individuals or groups. It really makes a massive difference to your game. And not just at these top level courses, at different courses as well. I think that's Waterside. But caddies play such an important role. And again, etiquette with caddies, when you meet them first, tell them your name, where you're from, be happy, be bubbly, even if you're hungover from the night before. If you can get on with them fast, they'll do a great job for you and are well worth the money and a great addition to the game. So that's the A-level courses. You have B-level courses and a lot of them. So depending on budget, you can mix in A courses with B courses, B with C courses. But this B-level courses, I'll give you an example called Burapar. Very popular choice for our customers. There is 36 holes there, Callum. Is that right? A, B, yep. C, D. And this is an important note. So the other golf courses are 18 holes. This one is 36 holes. There's different courses, A, B, C, and D. What I find really important, because a lot of our customers are repeat customers. They've been to Thailand before, and they know what kind of golf courses they like or what they've played before. I have my own personal favorites at each golf course. So Burapar, I really love the C and D courses. That's my personal opinion. Great views, good condition, up and down. So that's what I generally put in our customers' packages and let them know that you chose it for them. They're not just rocking up and thinking, oh, which nine are we playing? We didn't even know there was 36 holes here. You know, be honest with them from the start and say, these are the ones that we booked you on. I think that's a really important selling point for when you're talking to the customers also. You can tell them that we can pick the best courses for you and the best nines. There's also C-level courses, which, don't get me wrong, are superb golf courses and great value for money. I would say they are courses like Eastern Star, Emerald Golf Course. Again, they're good courses, but they're there for a budget. You might not get the caddy to speak as good English as anywhere else. The fairways might not be as pristine as Siam Country Club, but if you let clients know that that's what they're getting, there's going to be no complaints. You can come to Pattaya for £500 and stay for six nights and play four rounds of golf. You don't have to spend astronomical money to come here and stay. I know we've highlighted a lot of five-star golf courses and five-star hotels, but you don't have to spend a fortune.
Just a question, Rich, here. Obviously, in Wahin, we don't have any different price changes from midweek to weekend. Yeah. So a question to you is there a different price for weekend golf in Pattaya?
Yeah, so that's where Pattaya is different. It's really quite different, and so is Bangkok. I'd probably say the rest of the country. I'm not sure about Chiang Mai, but certainly in Pattaya, if people are on a budget, so to speak, we try to put all of the games on the weekday to give people the best value for money. I said earlier that our best-selling package was seven nights and five rounds. That's not always possible to put five games Monday to Friday, but if we can, we'll do that. There is definitely a price increase on the weekend.
Does that include a Friday?
No, Saturday and Sunday is the weekend here. I suppose that's predominantly because these courses are heavily reliant on membership. They all play at the weekend. They don't need so many customers on the weekend. So yep, Ian, there is a price difference, and we do factor that in, depending on when people want to come.
They're not massive price differences, you know.
No, they're not. But if you're looking to save a couple of bar, or you know, a couple of pounds,
yeah,
you can put the majority of the games on the weekdays. If people come for seven nights, I would say arrive on the Saturday night. Have a rest day on the Sunday. Play. I'll probably kick off with three rounds. You've got the most energy at that point. Have a rest day, then play two more. That's the best way to do it. And again, as Ian touched on last week, if you want to play that amount of rounds of golf, don't go and tee off at 12 o'clock. You know, it's the hottest time of the day. You've got to be honest with the clients and see what they can do. The earliest tee times are from about 6 o'clock. I like to play either at 8 o'clock or either at 2:30. 2:30 being the preference if you're going to Pattaya, I think.
Can I just raise one suggestion, Richard? And that is that at Lam Shabang, on certain days of the week, they have night golf.
Yeah.
And these are very good high-intensity stadium-style floodlights. So you can tee off around about 3:30 in the afternoon, play 9 holes in daylight, and then the high-intensity floodlights come on. It's a lot cooler, and it's actually a very popular product with a lot of customers.
Yeah, it's a great addition to Patio, and I think that's the only course that has night golf.
In Patio, yes, it is.
So we'll get on to Bangkok later on, but they've got an abundance of night golf courses. But it's great to do, as you say, tee off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, play 9 holes and finish 9 holes in the sunset, and then play the last 6 holes in the absolute pitch black. I mean, if you haven't played night golf before, it's a great experience. I would just say, if people are coming to Padia, they're coming for a different kind of experience on the evening time sometimes than night golf. But it's a great option. 28 courses to choose from, lots of different price points depending on budget. Loads to choose from. Hotels and golf. I touched on transfer times earlier on. If you're staying in central Pattaya near the beach road, those 4 courses at Siam, for example, I would say around 45 minutes, depending on traffic. They're not massive transfer times.
At the moment, a lot quicker.
Yeah. and I imagine there's going to be some great deals to be had when things start to open up.
Yeah.
One thing I would say is that we don't do in England, definitely, is it is hot here, as you can appreciate. Bring a change of clothes to the golf course. The facilities here are outstanding. Have a shower, relax, have a beer after the game. Take in the facilities and the views after it. Don't be in a rush to get back into town. Have a shower. They've got some massage facilities on some courses. Have a foot massage, have a back massage. It makes a great difference after a game, especially if you're playing 4 or 5 games a week. It's a great addition to any golf course, and most of them do it.
It's a good point, actually, Richie. And I forgot to bring this up last week. Was actually the pace of play in Thailand, which for those of you not familiar about golf in Thailand, you will put a round of golf into somewhere between, well, it wouldn't be English time, it wouldn't be 3.25 hours, that's for sure. But because of the heat and the fact that we've got a kiosk, probably on average here in Hua Hin, there's probably 4 kiosks on the way around, and you sort of expected to relax and have a drink. So just as a note, the average sort of pace of play is probably 4.25 to 4.5 hours here.
Yeah, you're not going to race around in 3.5 hours or 3 hours like we try to do in England and talk about how fast you finished your game. It's one to relax and enjoy. You're on holiday. Stop every 3 holes. Have a drink. Take in some fluids. Sit down for 10 minutes. Some of these places have fans. Some of them are air-conditioned kiosks. Just relax and take time.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Yeah, sure.
This was really, really helpful. If anyone has more questions for Richard, you can contact him anytime by email at richard@golfasian.com. And you can even set up your own Zoom meeting to discuss maybe some packages that you have in mind, or any help that you need from us with photographs for your websites or golf course descriptions, sample packages for your websites, some tactical offers in your newsletters. Just let us know, and we will work directly with you on developing something bespoke for your own market and for your customers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining. I think Pascal will be in touch with the next destination review, but stay safe.
So the next destination will be Tuesday next week on the 19th of May with Da Nang in Vietnam.
Brilliant.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.